I'm going to start with a little piece. It's actually for Baroque guitar, but it works very nicely on lute. It's called Otros Canarios, a little dance by Santiago de Murcia from the 1600s.
Music of Santiago de Murcia, Otros Canarios, played live in Studio C by Francis Perry on the Renaissance lute, a multi-stringed instrument if there ever was one. Francis, tell us a bit about the upcoming National Early Music Festival. I know you've been heavily involved in organizing this. So.
Yes, I have. Well, it's sponsored by Lipscomb University, and it wouldn't be happening without their support. So we're extremely grateful to Dr. Sally Reed and Marilyn Smith providing both the financial support and the logistical support. Really, really helpful. And what we wanted to do was, it's been about a year in the planning, and there's a wonderful early music community here, which really was pioneered by Gerald Moore, who so many people speak just lovingly about, the professor who started the early music group, the Renaissance music group at Lipscomb. And then, of course, we have the pioneers who founded Music City Baroque, Murray Somerville, Karen Clark, who's playing on this program, and her husband, George Reardon. We have them to thank for, really, Music City Baroque has celebrated their 10th anniversary this year. And I've been fortunate enough to play with them almost the entire time since I moved here about 10 years ago.
And the Early Music Festival will be when exactly?
We will start with a wonderful concert of French Baroque music on Friday evening at 8 p.m.
It's coming Friday?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Collins Auditorium. And we have a website, Nashville Early Music Festival.org. Just the name of the festival.org, and information is there. But we have an ensemble coming from right now from Cleveland, but they're based in the in Great Britain and in the United States, L'Académie du Roi Soleil. And Music City Baroque has done some French Baroque music, but this is a whole concert of it, wonderful variety, and the soprano, Margaret Carpenter, is going to be leading them, and there'll be harpsichord, two violins, and cello. So mm-hmm. that'll be a unique opportunity.
Lots of
that'll
early...
get the festivities started.
It's on Friday. Lots yes. of early music coming up this weekend mm-hmm. at Lipscomb University. And you have a few pieces for us next by...
By Francesco da Milano, my namesake. He was known, he was a 16th century Italian composer and lutenist, very, very renowned. His, the Italians love their nicknames. His was Il Divino. And there's only really one other artist who was known by Il Divino, and it was Michelangelo. So the thing is that this is quite an honor for him. And this composer is beloved by lutenists. I have two pieces by him. They're more or less a prelude, kind of free form, and also contrapuntal. And then a third piece by Juan Ambrosio Dalza from the same period. It's a dance called a piva, which reminds me, of course, I'm of Italian heritage, and it reminds me of the tarantella, actually. So that's some music from 400, 500 years ago that still, is reminiscent of music we can hear today.
For Renaissance Lute, played live in Studio C by Francis Perry. First we heard the Ricercar and Fantasia by Francesco da Milano, then Juan Ambrosio Dalza's Piva. Live in Studio C, it's lute music. Where else are you going to hear that today? Francis Perry has been here many times as a performer. He's now the artistic director of the Nashville Early Music Festival, which will be happening this weekend at Lipscomb University. So we're happy to have you in, Francis, to hear a bit about your work and this upcoming festival, too. So,
thank you, Will. I was just going to say a little bit more about the festivities. Really, the festival part of it also continues on Saturday during the day. We have close to 40 instrumentalists and singers that are participating, and we want to invite people who may sing with a church choir. We're going to have workshops if you want to learn a little bit more about stylistic components of music you may be singing from the Baroque period. We're going to have wonderful people for that. We have, I will try to remember everything, we have bowed strings, we have violin, cello, viola da gamba. We have wind instruments, Baroque flute. If you're a flutist and you want to learn about Baroque flute, all of us started. There was a time when I had never been in a room with a lute, actually. And just that's the way these things start. And we're hoping to get that spark, ignited with some other people, maybe some young people. I know a student of mine from Knoxville who's a high school student, lute player, is driving over for this. Mm-hmm. And so we want to, we're going to get up close and personal, show and tell, see these instruments up close, and there's nothing like
so
it.
Interactive opportunity for early music fans, and
very
for
much
the first
so.
Time, really, in Nashville, I guess.
That's very, very true. And we're hoping to bring out the people that love early music that haven't all been in the same place at one time. So everyone's welcome. There's going to be two mini recitals, presenters recitals, one at 11 a.m. and one at 4 p.m. We're even going to incorporate a little bit of what I call Tennessee's early music. Mm-hmm. We've got the wonderful Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter, instrumentalist Tammy King is going to play some old-time fiddle tunes. As we like to call it, historically informed performance. We didn't want to leave that out either. So there's quite a variety, and then of course we have the concert on Saturday night at 8 p.m., which is the grand finale with wonderful Vivaldi Gloria with choir and the whole festival orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Well, you have another little set of English tunes, I think.
I do, right? And there were some of my favorite tunes. These all have colorful titles: Lord Willoughby's "Welcome Home," "Go From My Window," "Now, Oh Now, I Needs Must Part." I'm thinking maybe two short ones. Is that okay?
Up
good.
To you.
So this is "Now, Oh Now, I Needs Must Part." And then I figured I'd finish up with everyone's favorite, a good old drinking song, Watkins Ale.